When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can see us on ESPNU. ESPN2 up till 8 a.m. Eastern. It's now 8:01 a.m. You can see us on ESPNU till 10 a.m.
You know why? Because Golden State had the third pick in the draft that year, Key, in 2002. And they were trying to move up to the first pick because I wanted – they were talking about me potentially going to Golden State.
But then they took Gilbert.
No, they took Mike Dunleavy. They already had Gilbert. Gilbert Arenas was already on the squad.
Okay, your buddy who's the general manager now.
Yeah, who's now the general manager of Golden State.
Did you – were you – I don't want to say mad. Were you disappointed when you learned the night before that there was a chance that you'd probably go two rather than one?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. I mean,
what world do we live in?
Well, no. I was still stoked. I mean, I was going to Chicago.
Stoked.
Like, I was still hyped. I was going to Chicago, right? Like, yeah. Chicago's that's still my favorite city.
Yeah.
Like, I love Chi more than anything. But I was competitive, and it's not like there were that many 7'6 Chinese players in the game of basketball. So I was also angry the fact that that had to happen my year.
The easiest thing to project.
That he was really tall.
His size.
So tall. And I had met him, and we had the same age or two. I couldn't be mad at my agent. I'm like, how do you not
take
this cap?
So you should have fired your agent, though, because he should have worked for
you. My agent had me, but my agent had to co-share him because the whole, like, laws
and I know. International
stuff. That stuff worked out.
It's not just that he was 7'5 or whatever. It's that he was
7'6",
also
don't cheat 7'6". Him an inch.
He's also Chinese. That's an enormous market. For the NBA to get into it.
And it was Houston. It was like.
No, just more about how Jay felt about when you're sitting there and you're thinking about going number one overall, and then you finally realize
it ain't happening.
I'm coming out the year that a 7'6" guy from the biggest market or second biggest market outside the United States in the world
and I'm still
that we want to tap into.
You can't forget that point. Yeah, I'm still rich.
That part's good. Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, former NBA player, of course, with us now. He's part of our NBA draft coverage. That is tomorrow night, Thursday night, on ESPN Radio, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern, and on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. Morning, Corey.
Good morning. I was interested in this conversation. I love the fact that Key was saying it was a problem for Jay when he was the number one pick.
No, Corey.
You're exactly right, Corey. Corey.
Let me give you a little bit of the backdrop. Uh-huh. I was just asking Jay, because we were talking about it, and I wanted to know his feelings as going number one versus two. Was he still stoked? Did he really want to be one? Because when I came out, it was whether or not I was going to be one. And I told the New York Jets under no uncertain terms am I taking a pre-draft deal to be the number one overall pick. I would have went to Jacksonville at two. And we told them that the night before the draft, and they selected me anyway.
So you'd have been all right going
That's
two.
Why I held up. Absolutely.
It's about location, though, right?
Yeah.
It's
well, I don't know if I want to be in
Jacksonville. But yeah,
put it this way.
For me, it was.
Yeah. I called their bluff, but if they had passed on me and Jacksonville take me and Tom Coughlin,
but the difference is you got to choose, whereas Jay came out in a draft with a 7'6" Chinese
center. It's true. It's true to a degree. I just was asking.
No shot, Corey.
I like
no
asking.
Shot.
I like
Look at
oh,
that.
God.
Look at my, knee, my head is the size of this man's kneecap.
Jay, why did you let him him in the foreground?
Corey, he was doing the Mike and Ike drill. He was not even jumping off the ground. He was dunking. I was like, yeah, I ain't going number one.
It's like trick photography.
I was about to literally say that.
It's like Will Ferrell and Elf.
I would be so upset at the cameraman. And not only that, the damn wine glass might be taller than you.
That was real. They had to have 5X wine glasses for this man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Hey, Corey, so meanwhile, we got another 7'5" or whatever it is. But this guy, is he a center even? Like, what is he? Victor Wembanyama.
No.
What do you think about Wembanyama now that we're this close to the draft?
And Max, he is not a center. I had a chance to call Victor's first two games on U.S. land, And when you think about it, he is more so of a 4-3. I mean, he is perimeter oriented. He is an elite level shooter. And again, one of the things, of course, Jay, you definitely speak to this. When you think about a guy shooting, you want to see his practice habits. You want to see what he does, you know, not in games. The opportunity to watch Victor shoot the basketball in practice the day before the game, he does not touch the rim. Mm. When I tell you it is elite level, I mean, this guy has a chance to go down as – no one will ever be the greatest shooter of all time other than, you know, my nephew, Wardell. However, he's got a chance to be one of the greatest shooters of all time, and that may not even be his greatest strength. Oof. His shot blocking is elite. This dude covers so much ground, close to an 8-foot wingspan at 7'5", great timing, great footwork, and he goes after every shot that is contested. He contests everything at the rim. When I tell you, I mean, again, the hype is real. And when you look at it, and of course you talk about, you know, you hear people talk about he could be the greatest prospect of all time. That's facts. Because when you think about, we've never seen anyone at 7'5" that shoots the basketball this way, that can handle the basketball. Again, I'm not saying that he's Kevin Durant. I don't like to compare guys to NBA top 75 players, but that's who he plays like. He plays like KD at 7'5".
Corey?
Yes?
The greatest prospect the game has ever seen. Are you saying he's a greater prospect than LeBron James? I'm just asking.
I am. I am saying that. And the reason I'm saying that is because, again, when LeBron James came into the game, who was until now the greatest prospect that this game has ever seen. Now, remember, we're saying prospect. That means potential, which you can be. LeBron James came into the game. We have seen 6'8 guys that could handle the basketball before, that could pass the basketball extremely well. Matter of fact, he was 6'9". His name was Magic Johnson. We've seen that before. We've never seen what Victor Wembanyama does. We have never seen this, Jay. I promise you, when you get a chance to see him live in person, we have never seen it. Ralph Sampson is the closest we've seen to this, and Ralph Sampson didn't shoot the basketball this way, didn't handle the basketball like this.
So, Corey, two things real quick. Number one, the fact that this dude is taking one-legged threes off the dribble. What the hell at 7'5"? I ain't never seen that before. And number two, like the highlight that we just showed is the one that continues to blow my mind. This dude at 7'5 took a three and had cat-like reflexes to catch the putback on the three-point shot himself. Corey, I had never seen that before.
Yeah. Well, and again, that goes along the list of things that we've never seen before. Think about this, Jay. To be able to shoot a three, now granted, it's a FIBA three. It's not 23-9 like the NBA. But off 1 foot shows you one thing. You have to be able to get your shoulder square. You have to have the footwork. You have to have the touch, everything to be able to even take that shot, let alone make that shot. But then to have the awareness to know where it's coming off the rim and be able to chase it down to go dunk it. I mean, again, we're talking about elite level talent here. And again, the things that matter most in the NBA, of course, you're going to look at size. You're going to look at skill. Victor is elite with both.
Corey, does it factor in that with LeBron, it was done mostly at the high school level, even though you could see the talent, where Victor's kind of in the European pro circuit, so you're seeing against grown men? Does that factor into why you would say that?
It does factor in, and when you go back here and you look at the last person that we had so much hype behind that was playing in Europe against men, look at what he's doing in the NBA right now. That would be Luka Doncic. And again, we talked about what he was doing coming over, you know, when he was winning and playing in the EuroLeague, et cetera, at 18 years old and even younger and playing against international competition. Well, Victor has done the same thing. He's been a pro for 3 years now. He's been playing against grown men. And these grown men that he's playing against, many of them were good college players in the United States. Mm. So, I mean, again, it's not as though he's playing against bad competition and he's still getting the job done. But I'll say this, in 48-minute games, two 48-minute games, he scored 36 points against men from G League Ignite, 7-for-11 from three in the first game. He comes back and scores 37 the next time out. Luka Doncic said it's much easier to score in the NBA than it is in Europe, and Victor showed that in his first two games that he played on the mainland.
Former NBA player, ESPN basketball analyst Corey Alexander joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Corey, if you were David Griffin, the president of the New Orleans Pelicans, would you make the trade for Zion Williamson to move up in the draft to get a guy like Scoot Henderson?
If I were David Griffin, I absolutely would. If I were any other team, I absolutely would not. And again, I love Zion Williamson as a basketball player, but his lack of availability would not want me to bring him onto my roster, especially with the contract that's behind Zion right now. So when you think about the fact that the money that Zion is owed for the next 5 years, now he'll start that extension, but the fact that he isn't available, I'm not sure that Zion has played over 100 games in 4 years, which is, you know, equivalent to a regular season plus playoffs.
114 in 4 years.
I mean, again, that does not average out very well. That's, right. I mean, when you look at it, the availability there, and again, I love Zion. I love Zion as a person. I love him as a young man and as a basketball player. But in this game, if you're not available, if you're not there, you can't use him. And so, I mean, people talk about load management. They talk about Kawhi. They talk about Paul George, everything that's going on with the Clippers. I mean, Zion has been, you know, much further to extreme than anyone else. And so if I'm David Griffin, I would absolutely look to move Zion. But if I'm any of the other 29 NBA teams, I'm not taking.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and, of course, Max. Corey, when you look at Zion's situation, right, he hasn't been available at times. But what do you contribute that to? Do you contribute it to his inability to stay in shape, his lack of mental fortitude? What is that? Because I think you can fix him. I think you can fix him because the fixing part is you're going to do it my way, and you're such a talent. And if you don't, you're probably going to be out of the league. So why would I get rid of him? If I could fix, that's fixable. This isn't an off-the-court type situation where he's always in and out of trouble. This is just conditioning, nutritionist, all that sort of stuff. Can you fix him?
Key, I believe you can fix him. However, I think the opportunity was missed. When you look at Zion, who was injured in his first game in Summer League back in Vegas in the, I believe that was 2019, the New Orleans Pelicans had an opportunity right then and there when Zion did not play the first half of his rookie season to basically say, we're going to shut you down for this year. We've seen it happen before. Ben Simmons and Blake Griffin, both those guys at number one picks, came in and were rookies of the year the following year. The New Orleans Pelicans had an opportunity then to shut him down and say, we are going to teach you a new lifestyle. We're going to show you how you have to live to be successful in this NBA. I think it was a missed opportunity on the Pelicans' part. I think they're paying for it now, and they will be paying for it for the next 5 years, in my opinion, simply because they did not take advantage of that at that time. If they had done it then and got Zion down to 260 and shown that, hey, you have to be able to live this lifestyle to be successful in this league, to get them started off with the right foundation, it would have benefited them. I think it is fixable, and it's still fixable, but they missed a great opportunity to fix it about 5 years ago.
Mm. Lou Alcindor, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Zion Williams. These are the hottest ever prospects out of the draft. But Corey Alexander says Victor Wembanyama is ahead of all of them as a prospect.
What is that, a Jean-Michel Basquiat?
He's
behind
coming from
you?
The Modern Museum of Art over here.
What is that?
Well, you know, I mean, so I thought I was done for the season, so I tore down my little studio, and, you know, the wife put this in the crib, so so, I mean, I think I show it off today.
The kid's college account right there. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
All right, Corey.
Hey, Max, I got to say this real quick, Max, before you go. I got that from Woj. Again, Woj is the first one that said he could be the best prospect. I got that from Woj. And if Woj says it, I believe it. So
you,
I'm rolling with Woj on that.
You agree with it based on what you've seen.
I absolutely agree. Based on what I've seen in person, I do agree that he's the best prospect to ever come into the NBA. Wow.
Corey Alexander, you have said a lot. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Corey.
Appreciate y'all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Before we answer the question as to whether or not the Lakers should just run it back.
Yes. Lakers.
Not add a major piece. Key, you had a,
yeah, I had a
provocative thought.
No, it's provocative probably to you, not more so to Jay, because Jay will give me a true, real answer. And what made me think of this, because earlier in the show, we talked about Steph Curry getting a statue outside of Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't all four get it? Wouldn't all four get it?
All four?
Dre, Clay, Steph, and Kerr. All four get a statue out in front of Chase Center?
Yeah.
Nope.
See, I told you he was going to say no.
Hmm. Why? I got to think about
Steph.
Why Steph not all it. Four?
The coach?
The coach. What do you mean, the coach?
I mean, Phil Jackson doesn't have one outside the United Center. It's MJ.
Nor does Pat Riley.
But...
See, but Dre played a critical piece. I just think Steph is going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I'm glad he finally cracked Max's top 10. He's been in my top 10 because I see how much he's changed the game as it relates to geometry and the way people are playing.
See,
greatest one of the greatest handles the game has ever seen.
I think you got to have all four. I think you absolutely have to have all four.
I wouldn't mind it.
Dennis Rodman doesn't have, you know what I mean?
No, like but Dennis Rodman wasn't there for all six.
Was there for three, though.
Yeah, but was he there for three or two? It might have only been two.
Three.
You sure it was three?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know off the top of my head, but if he was, it wasn't all six. So even though Phil was there for all
Pippen
six.
Does Pippen have one? Wait a minute.
Pippen doesn't
have
one.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
I see. I think a statue.
Why doesn't Pippen have one?
I'm with you on
that,
man.
I
would be okay with Steph, Clay, and Dre.
Think about it.
Pippen kind of looks like a statue, too. He looks like an old Roman statue. You go see it.
Stop.
He does.
But you should throw that out there to some callers and see.
But, mm-hmm. Key, I would say one of the reasons I think I would be okay with that, and I would go back around Jordan and Pippen, too. I think you're talking about Golden State is one of the best teams ever assembled.
Dude, I'm on the
assembled.
I'm part of this whole run. I am part of the whole run. You're going to do me in, but you giving it to Curry. You're going to do me in if I'm Clay. You're going to do me in if I'm Dre. You're going to do me in if I'm the coach.
How's that doing him in not to get a statue, though? You could retire the number, put it in the rafters, but a statue is reserved for.
They got
for,
you four chips, man.
Yeah, and counting.
How many statues outside of, Lakers
it's
have guys
though.
Who are there
you
for
have
so
a history,
many?
You have a history,
yeah, but
though.
They were not
you have
the,
so many great players in the history of the Laker organization.
And not only
completely
that, they
different.
Were, they were not. As far as I was concerned, and I love James Worthy to death, and I want him to get one, he was not the main reason for the Lakers to be able to do everything.
Okay, but
it was a bunch of role players with the Lakers in a championships outside of Cap and outside of Magic. Everybody else was fit a role.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you talk about Kobe, it was Kobe and Shaq. Everybody else was piecemeal together.
Yeah.
And then it was Kobe and Powell, you could argue, but it was piecemeal together. That's why I would say
I know Worthy and Worthy and Powell are right there with
Worthy's
you know,
jerseys retired.
But I think you could retire all their jerseys. That's different than giving them a statue, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if they
man.
Get a statue, good for them. I'm just saying the statue's kind of next level.
I don't know, man. For Golden State, that like he said, one of the greatest runs.
There are three outside the United Center, Noodle? You got you got MJ,
obviously Jordan, and then Bobby Hall and Stan Mikita. So two hockey.
Two hockey. Okay.
I know Oscar De La Hoya had one outside. You know, I mean,
I don't know what that
had
was.
A lot of big fights there and everything.
Did he? Or did he do it because he's this L.A. guy?
Yeah, no doubt. But he also had big fights. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't remember
Steve Kerr for sure, but man, Steph Dre and
a statue
and Clay?
Of the coach. I'm trying to. How many coaches have statues?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Red Auerbach, maybe, or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Not too many, yeah. Okay, so if the
three players, Steph, Clay, and Dre.
Steph's getting a statue. The other guys are getting their numbers retired. No, Let's be realistic.
I think you got to do them all. I think you do. But that's me.
You still have one statue with three players.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you could. You could do one statue players. With three of them. Yeah, you could.
That's what I'm thinking.
But Steph, you got to do something different for Steph, though. Steph is different. With all due respect to Clay and Dre, that's
why you could do the statue with three players, or you could. The difference is everyone's got their numbers in the rafters, which is a big deal. It's not easy to get your number in the rafters.
No, it's not.
And then the statue goes to Steph.
I guess the question with Steph is it like the shooting display? Is it him with like the mouthpiece hanging out the side?
And I still think.
Like it has to be some kind of iconic. Like gesture from Steph, like MJ is the, you know what I mean? Like the Air Jordan pose. Like what is?
Yeah, because you just see
everybody has something. Like Shaq has the bringing down the rim. You know, Kobe's is Jerry West.
It's gonna be a big statue Kareem for Steph. He's gonna be shooting over here, and the basket's gonna be on the other side of the block.
Yeah, I don't know. And then as far as the Pippen Jordan thing go, I mean MJ was a different dude, but it's like I'm here for all six too.
Yeah, hence why Pip is. Pippen's still feeling it.
A lot of different ways.
A lot of different ways.
Just to update this. Pippen has like a bronze cast in like right outside of it. It's like half a statue. It's next to their famous broadcaster, Red Kerr.
A bronze cast. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. The other guys get bronze casts. And then
it's like Blank Man and the other guy.
Yeah.
See, here's the other guy. You're like, oh, man.
I don't like that, man.
They should
do all three together.
Is Hachimura getting a statue or Austin Reed? No, Hachimura.
No.
Should they bring in a statue guy? Should the Lakers bring in a guy who might be a statue one day?
Though, right?
He got one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Diesel got one.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure the Diesel
Lakers got
one.
A lot of Jamie.
They're running out of Kareem places.
And Shaq and Wilt and Jerry West and Kobe Magic.
Yeah, they just run out of real estate.
Turn. The Lakers, yeah. Yeah.
Chicky Baby got
you're
one.
Going to have a line of statues all halfway to Vegas if you're the Lakers.
I honestly think they should do one of all three together with the coach pointing with the, you know, something like that. Yeah.
But by the way,
not a bad idea.
If you were a free agent, if you were a big time free agent, like, would you be thinking about whatever team you wanted to go to? Like, yo, they have no Knicks, right? Like, if you're a player, like, you're looking at Knicks, like, who's the most iconic Knick ever?
I've always.
Right? It's like, there's certain slots you're like, oh, I could be that.
I've always thought that. If you're a high
iconic Knick to me is Walt Frazier, but I'm not a Knick fan.
Yeah, or Patrick Ewing.
But if somebody said, it feels like
it's a throne that's ready to be settled in. You're like, I look at organizations that way.
Especially not a Skywalker.
That's what I'm saying.
The Knicks have never had a high flying MVP level Skywalker. Walker. Right, man, Kenny Skywalker. I'm talking about an MVP level guy.
Why are you laughing, Jenny? Yeah, Kenny Skywalker.
He won the slam dunk contest.
Yeah. Sorry, I completely hijacked this.
Right, so, no, it's good. If the Lakers run it back, are they title contenders, or do they need a guy who might one day have a statue after him?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I tell you, Key, I'm a very handsome individual. I can't help it. It's part of, I'm just cursed.
I must have certainly been off yesterday. Had to have been. Oh, God.
Because you don't remember that call.
I really don't remember you telling your buddy to call in. No, I don't.
I didn't tell anybody. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. You can check us out on ESPNU. Key, so the Lakers, look, the bottom line is you got to give it to Pelinka. He threw together a roster, basically, for a floundering team that wasn't even in the play-in picture, and they wound up in the at the trade deadline. And those guys wound up in the conference finals competing in every single game with the eventual champions, right?
Absolutely.
So the question is, so it looks like they need a little more to get over the top, but you got to be careful how you do this because you would like to hold on to Austin Reeves and Hachimura, right?
Yeah, if you can hold on to Austin Reeves and Hachimura, the Kyrie thing sounds like it's out the door. No more of that, right? Conversation. Is there a Fred VanVleet in your future? Is there a Chris Paul in your future? Those type of guys, I think, one or maybe even both, could give you that little bit more. One or even both could give you a little bit more. And the reason I mentioned Chris Paul, because maybe there's a buyout in his situation, and he comes to L.A. and he takes a little bit of a discount because he's already gotten something from Washington. And then when you match him in there, you say, okay, he could probably play 25, 30 minutes a game and be okay with that. And that gives you a little bit more.
I'll tell you what. Let's keep in mind, Draymond Green opted out. Oh, he's going to go back to Golden State. Yeah, probably.
That's not going to give you a little bit more, though.
But well, except not on the offensive end, but playmaking and basketball IQ and obviously defense, championship experience.
I think scoring was their biggest problem.
Yeah, I agree. Clearly. I'm just saying I'm looking at the Lakers roster. Austin Reeves you'd like to keep. Hachimura you'd like to keep. But if you can move Beasley, there's 16-5. And let's not forget D'Angelo Russell's like around 15. You can get rid of those two guys. If you can figure out a trade or a three-team trade or something, that's $30 million. You would think you could bring in Chris Paul on a minimum if he's not going to the Clippers. He gets bought out and he's not going to the Clippers.
And then find somebody at 25, 24, yeah. 23, somewhere
well, even
there.
If it's not a signing, it's a trade or whatever it may the case may be. The Lakers got a little room to maneuver here, Key, a little bit.
Yeah, but who's taking D'Lo and who's taking Malik Beasley? You figure you can find somebody out there?
There's a sucker out there somewhere, right?
I wouldn't necessarily call him a sucker.
Yeah, actually, wait, I take that back. These guys have some trade value. D'Angelo Russell in particular. Now, if I'm the Lakers, I'm moving on from D'Angelo because he was no good on either end of the floor when they needed him most.
There's better options than D'Angelo.
Yeah, you mentioned VanVleet. That makes sense. But there are other guys. I'm looking at a list of free agents now. There are guys.
Whatever it is, though, yes, the Lakers do need some help to get to the next level. I think, which is a championship level. They can't go running back without bringing in one or two or maybe even three people that gives them a little bit more. Maybe two defenders and a scorer, or maybe two scorers and a defender. But they certainly have to upgrade in certain spots to be able to make a run at Denver. The Clippers, you could assume, going to stay healthy to make a run at the Clippers. You just can't think that you're going to build, a championship-caliber team based on what we saw at the end of the season last year.
Lively and Jet Howard, Nick Smith, Noah Clowney, these are all potential draft picks for the Lakers.
But I don't think the Lakers are. But the Lakers aren't. Where they're at right now, a draft pick can't help them.
Unless they flip it in a deal.
Oh, unless you flip it. But they need a veteran player.
Agreed. I mean, LeBron's not looking to mentor some rookie over the next year or two. He's trying to win. Scott in Detroit. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
Hey, man. I was originally on the conversation that you had earlier about Scottie Pippen and his statue. Mm-hmm. I don't think Scottie Pippen deserves a statue over Jordan in the sense of saying, okay, What about Rodman? Rodman was instrumental. Rodman wouldn't have a statue in Detroit or Chicago. I'm saying along with him, Jordan was the greatest icon on that team. That's why that statue is there. But there was a lot of part of the team that would probably be just as accepted. But even another thing that I'd like to say, where would you think that Kevin Durant is supposed to get a statue, or do he deserve a statue? Don't forget, he played for Golden State for 2 years, MVP final.
No, they was winning championships before KD.
They won one championship.
No, they were winning championships before KD, and then they won after KD. So it would be hard to put KD in that city. He's not part of the core group of individuals that have historically made this long run with Golden State. Now, when you mention Michael Jordan, obviously Michael Jordan, stadium named after him, floor name, all of those sort of things, statues and all. But one could argue that Pippen was there for all six as the core member. Everybody else was interchangeable, whether it was Horace Grant and Kerr and Paxton. It was all movable pieces. Not Scottie Pippen.
Kevin Garnett, do you think that Kevin Durant deserves a statue somewhere?
He hasn't been anywhere long enough.
Yeah, but not
okay. And outside of Cleveland, do you think that LeBron deserves a statue in Miami?
Probably. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, the same thing that you just said about LeBron. Because he wasn't there the whole particular time.
Yeah, but he went to three championships there. He won two. Yeah. He completely changed everything for Miami.
Well, they had won before him.
That's true. And Dwayne Wade has his statue. But I'm talking about the two championships going to three gives him a little extra, plus who he is. It just gives him a little bit of extra.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, the point of the statue, though. That. Look, the point of the statue to me is you're separating out the great from the impossible icon, right? So I get – I wouldn't be opposed to someone like, you know, Dre and Clay. I like your idea of a statue altogether with Steph, and there's Kerr on the side. All four of them could do it. But to me, those other guys are rafters guys. Steph is a statue guy.
Does Michael Jordan win a championship without Pippen?
No. Okay. No, but – Could he have won a championship with someone other than Pippen? Sure. Everyone needs other all-stars.
So someone on Pippen's level,
yeah,
he'd have won six with.
Yeah, or you could have given him two guys a little below Pippen's level, right?
But
that goes for everyone. Everyone needs someone to win with.
But MJ is just different, so it's hard to say, really, because MJ's is different.
Yeah, yeah.
MJ's is a different guy.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to put somebody alongside of him.
Like I agree, but Kobe, take Kobe. He was 1A or 2 to Shaq, right? But right there, but Shaq was the dominant player. But then he took Pau Gasol, who's a great player. Great player, Pau Gasol. And won two more, went to three straight finals. Does Gasol get a statue? Rafters. Gasol's rafters.
Pau's not Shaq.
No, Shaq is a statue. Yeah. All right, listen. 888-SAY-ESPN. Is a horse a chair? What does this mean, Nuno? ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Time to play Take It or Shake It. Pat Costello, Officer Costello, is hosting this edition of Take It or Shake It.
Gentlemen, a horse is a chair. Take it or shake it.
A horse is not a chair. It's a horse.
Shake it. Now explain to me why a horse would be a chair.
Easily. A horse has four legs and you sit on it. That's a chair.
That's not necessarily a chair. Because I could have a chair with no legs that sits flat on the ground.
So my dog is a chair?
Could be. If you sit on it. Apparently.
So how is that, though, Pat? Think about it. If I had a chair that sits on the floor with no legs, is that a horse or is that a chair?
Now, Plato contemplated this very question in his own way once upon a time, his famous metaphor, the cave, right, where he talks. But if someone described a chair to you, you could play with the definition until you really don't know what a chair is. But if you see a chair, you know what it is.
And the dictionary definition, a seat for one person, typically with a back and four legs. That's a horse.
Well, it's, horses have a not back. A horse. Well, it does have a back.
Horse is also a mode of transportation.
A back.
Yeah. Well,
could a horse be like used as a seat? But... yes, clearly it can be used as a seat.
Max, you're getting so technical.
He's getting ready to die.
Well, this
right
is really,
to
yeah, I, really if you're suggest, right I'm not suggesting there's a Platonic
you're
ideal
using really
of a
big
chair.
Words and you're getting very technical.
But a horse is not a chair.
It's not a chair.
Although it can be used in the same way.
A house is not a home.
Is a beanbag a chair?
Yeah.
So how is a beanbag a chair if it has no legs, but a horse is a chair and it has legs?
Because a chair does not, in fact, need to have legs. That's a bad definition.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
So you should tell Pat that thing because he brought it up.
Well, tell the dictionary.
Yeah, well, whatever dictionary you're using, they ought to consult with me first. Yes, go ahead.
I don't think that's going to happen. Pennies should be retired as currency. Take it or shake it.
Yeah, I hate
take
pennies.
It.
Take it.
I hate pennies. I have pennies in my pocket. Why?
You don't have a change thingy?
My daughter does.
Yeah.
I had one when I was younger. I don't have a
penny. Even your daughter's like, take this penny out of here.
Give me the quarter.
What do you do with the change in your car? Like, you throw it just somewhere in the car?
Yeah. I try to give away pennies.
What would happen?
Who the hell wants a penny?
Aren't pennies worth more than a cent?
Have you ever seen Superman 3?
LA?
Have you guys ever seen
penny, fool?
No, not.
Have you ever seen Superman 3, Jay? Have you ever seen Superman 3? Remember Superman 3 with Richard Pryor?
Was this like Fast and Furious?
Richard Pryor was a computer programmer who figured out that because the company rounded up or down for a half penny, right? So they rounded it down, I guess, and they kept those extra half pennies. And he went into the computer and took all the half pennies and got rich.
Pennies are, you can use pennies for things, though, like getting rid of flies. Did you know
that?
You
throw them at flies?
No, you outside your door at your big house, you put a penny in a clear Ziploc with water. You tie it up, you leave it in there, and the flies won't come. You think I'm lying? Google it. Google it. I'm not lying. Seriously.
What is about the copper?
I don't know what it is. I think it's the reflection.
He does not know what a penny is. Stop. He forgot what a penny was a long time ago.
No.
The smallest denomination
of
money he can conceive of is $100.
Yeah, he's like, is that a dollar?
No,
is
I'm serious. Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Me.
A copper coin. This must be valuable.
Penny, is it foreign?
Is that an Inca coin? What is this?
What do you think?
It says, so how does a plastic bag filled with water dry flies away from you? Some have said it magnifies the pennies resembling another insect's eyes, scaring the fly away.
Found something you did not know.
Correct. I've learned something new. It's the first time since the late 70s.
We're building.
Unbelievable, right, Jay?
Unbelievable.
Okay, then.
Go ahead, Pat.
All right.
Honeydew melon is the worst fruit. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Worst fruit?
Shake that.
Maybe
shake
if you would have said
it.
The worst melon fruit. We could think about it.
No, not at all.
Honeydew melon.
Good. Yeah,
it's
you
really
gotta,
good.
It is good.
Find,
terrible.
You just got to find
so
the right.
It's terrible.
You got to be right. Can't be all.
No, honey. Pat, you're out of your mind. But let's talk melon. Is it the worst melon?
I'll take watermelon over honeydew.
So there's only three, right?
I think I would take cantaloupe over honeydew, too.
There's only three.
I guess so, that I can think of at the moment.
Honey, cantaloupe, and
watermelon, yeah. And water.
Have you ever in your life gone out of your way to get honeydew melon?
Yes.
Yes.
Have I gone out of my way? No, but if it's there, I enjoy it. Yeah.
I almost gagged. It was terrible.
No, go out of my way to get it every time we
got sent to the upper room eating that joint.
Every time we need it, I go out my way to get it. So there you go.
There it is.
Awful.
What do you think the worst fruit is other than honeydew, Pat?
So I just looked up. There's more than three types of melon.
You would think there are many more.
What are the
three? Yeah.
There's more.
Oh, there's more.
Winter melon?
I would imagine there are many more.
That's out in your neighborhood.
Yep. Cassava melon?
Out in Max's neighborhood.
Persian melon?
Mm-hmm. Out in your neighborhood. Lulu melon? Out in your neighborhood.
Yeah, there's a lot of melon.
I only know the three.
Yeah, that's the three main
ones. Yeah, that's it. I don't know any of the other ones.
There are three main melons,
Exotic melons.
Stereotypes.
If you're going to do a statue of the melons, you can have those three as the statue, and the others don't get a statue. You can put them in the rafters, melons, but no statue.
Watermelon gets that statue.
Yeah, watermelon gets a statue. Let's be honest.
In that same vein, mint chocolate chip is the best ice cream. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
I'm actually.
What am I, 60?
I'm taking that.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, that's disgusting. Mint chip. I love old people ice creams. I love mint chip.
You already know it. That's what I said.
Yep.
What am I, 60?
I love mint chip and I love coffee ice cream. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Coffee ice cream.
Yes,
coffee ice cream.
I love coffee.
I don't
ice
like coffee, but I'm coffee simple. Ice cream is fine.
Every immigrant grandparent had coffee ice cream in the freezer and ginger ale in the fridge.
But I'm not.
Just keep me normal. Like, give me like chocolate. Give me strawberry.
I like chocolate. I like strawberry.
Yep. Mint is so you
mint
those,
chip though.
But you like the little what do they call it? The little mints in the white box. The little mints.
Yeah, like after dinner mints and stuff.
No. The ones that
York peppermint patties.
The one, yeah, that's.
Oh, like, yes!
Oh, God! What am I, 80?
Super fire.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody says super fire anymore,
Who buys those at the movie
the
theater?
Police.
The ones that come
No, you don't want to. Oh, you mean the, those little junior mints?
Oh!
Yeah, those are good. You're crazy.
Gross!
And
I
the
like
police.
The combination of mint with dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's right. I know, I've heard this whole thing with young people hating mint chip and coffee, but those are my two favorite flavors.
So wait, Pat, you could just say anything you want because you're the police?
Correct.
Is that your tagline? Because I can say it because I'm the police?
I'm the police.
Absolutely.
That's such an outrageous line. There are a lot of cops being out there like, this guy Pat sucks.
Oh my God, did he just say that I can say what I want?
Yeah. A cop's going to pull Pat over and be like, stop it. Don't do that to us.
Yeah, I've got all the power here. All right, one more. Batman is the best human superhero. Batman is the best human superhero. Take it or shake it.
Does Captain America count as human?
Yes.
Because he's on super soldier serum. I'm shaking Batman.
Shake it.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
Shake it.
We know what the answer is. Iron Man.
Superhero.
Iron Man.
I'm going Spider-Man.
Batman just a dude who rich, man. I ain't really going to buy it. Like,
do mutants count? Like, does Wolverine count as human? Because Wolverine is the best one, then. If Wolverine counts as human, it's Wolverine.
You guys do all that. I'll be the Hulk.
Does the Hulk count? He got hit with gamma rays, but he's still human.
He's human.
No, yeah, but I'm going to always go Batman.
That's fine.
Adam Fresh. West Batman was my favorite thing ever when I was a kid.
Fresh. Batman runs everything.
Used to watch the Adam West Batman, the Batman and Robin. Come on,
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I used to wait for that. Run around the house like a maniac.
Batman.
Leaping lizards, Max.
That's to this day, that's like maybe the best TV show I ever saw in my life.
The Penguin.
Yeah, the Joker.
Catwoman.
Come
Joker.
On, man. Those are the penguin, three. Like the penguin. Melons. Those three get a statue. Everyone, Egghead and everything. Come on, you can stop that.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.